Hey kids!
Guess what time it is? It's time for Rhea's questions for you
and me. It's on Fem On and it's totally free. Rhea's questions are for everyone. They're Rhea's questions and they're totally fun.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Rhea's Questions. This is where I take one of my questions from the website rheasquestions.com and ask it to the Fem On Collective. And they are obviously all here with me, Ada, Alison, Tonya and Jess. Are you ready for the next Rhea's question? And by the way, just for context, in case you've not listened before, these are just questions that I randomly say and my other half puts on the website and we get to talk about them. So, Fem On Women, amazing people I get to spend my time with. What seemingly normal thing freaks you out?
I have too many answers, so I'm going to...
I mean, I'm happy to go first. I'll go first. So
please go first. I have a really hard time with this.
Ooh,
Oh, no, I know mine. I know what it is now. Okay. Sorry.
This question stems from the fact I don't like videos where people make miniature food. So, you know, they have like literal like doll's house size kitchens and stuff like that. And they make like tiny little omelets and other stuff. It makes my skin crawl. It makes me so uncomfortable. It upsets me. And I don't like it. I don't really like any sort of videos that use miniature things. I find them really upsetting.
I'm sorry. I'm not really laughing upsetting.
You don't know why?
It's just so specific.
No, I don't know why. The only ones I do like is there's this amazing artist based here in the UK called Rosie Hurley. And she creates like little miniatures of pets, or if you like your animals. So you can send her a picture. She makes little... She makes like little and paints them to look like it. And I met her at an art thing at Christmas, I think. And I said to her, she was like a weird opener, I'm not going to lie. I said to her, your videos on Instagram are the only videos of miniature things that I can watch because videos of miniature things freak me out. It was an opener, I'm not going to lie, to a woman I've never met before. So they're the only ones I can watch. But food ones, I especially cannot bear. Like,
even if they're like made of like, because I've seen a few where they're like made they're like knitted and it's
no
like
that's even, no no it's worse when it's real food. It's worse when they make real food miniature. That's the worst. That's the absolute worst. But just like videos of miniature things doing that are like seemingly normal, I don't like. There you go.
Yeah.
So glad that's I went first one. The way you're all looking at me.
No, I think that's a really great one. Because mine are all actually things that are kind of awful, but I just have a bigger reaction to them. Like, I don't have one like that I can think of. So someone else go. I'm over here.
I genuinely can't. I can't think of one.
And I don't know that Rhea's is a normal thing either. It's a little, it's an odd thing that maybe annoys you more than you think it should, but I don't know that it falls under the category of seemingly normal.
But I mean, but it is, it's just a video of a tiny thing, right? That's just like no one else looks at it and goes my entire skin is crawling, this is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
I have a very strong reaction. I'll go, but I'm probably going to make some enemies here. I will share one of them, which is when people use the same laundry basket for their clean and dirty clothes. I think it's absolutely disgusting. And it, like, why are you washing the clothes and putting them in the same dirty basket where you brought them? And the response I get is, my clothes aren't that dirty. Then why are you washing them? You just put your clean clothes in the same basket that had your dirty socks and underwear. Don't hug me. You're disgusting.
Okay, well then we can never hug, Tonya, because I absolutely do that.
Did you? Because I have a basket for clean washing. I have one that's reserved for clean washing and occasionally cats sit in it.
There are socks in that basket. Why do you do that?
Oh, because I don't. I don't care. We've had this conversation about germs before. Like, I am like the opposite of a germaphobe. I just don't care. And if someone else wants to do the wash differently in my house, have at it, you know? But I just like, I mean, it's cleaner now. And it really only, the clean stuff only touches like the bottom. I mean, I just don't. I live with three men. I grew up with six men. So many men.
Their dirty underwear and sock bin.
I just don't care. I'm
I've
sorry.
Never thought
I just,
about it.
I don't.
But how dirty is the washing basket?
It's not that dirty.
So, like, how dirty is your washing basket? Is my question.
I mean, it's microscopically dirty. It's not visibly dirty. It's not like there's like mud on it or like some other substance, you know. I mean, there's microscopic things. I have no doubt.
For an entire month, and
but
it
do
would
you have a? But do you have a pet? I mean, for me, I have a dog who goes outside and tracks around, and then he comes in my house. She comes in my house. Like, there's so much more shit on the bottom of her paws than in any of those clothes. So, like, if I really want to get into it, we are so fucked, you know. So I just don't even like. It's like, for me, life is dirty, and I am not in like a hazmat relationship to that dirt. I'm just like, let's all just play along and like not smell bad. So that's, and offend others. Like, let's just be good citizens and all take care of ourselves and be clean enough. But like, I am under no illusions that I'm ever actually quote unquote clean. I'm dirty. We're dirty.
Yeah.
We're dirty animals.
Yeah. dirty animals.
Yeah.
Do you have another one, Tonya? I thought you had more than one that you were gonna.
Funny, but I don't want to debate my isms. I'm not debating it.
I'm just saying, like, I am the problem. I get it. I'm just saying, like, I am. We can't hug. I'm just telling you up front now.
Yeah, I can't. I can't. I'm sitting here trying to think of stuff, but I don't get freaked out easily by. I get freaked out by like horror films or like. Mm. Or, you know, I don't get freaked out by, like, an example is, my friend Krista, who's been on, who's shared a poem with Alison, she has a prosthetic bone in her leg, and she has a picture of the surgery on her Instagram. It's not the first picture you see, you've got to swipe to see it, and she puts it, she says, you know, be careful if you don't like anything, like, if you don't like blood, whatever, don't look at it. But that's a good example. That would make a lot of people like feel like, wow, like weird, because you see her entire basically they've just pulled a big flap of her skin over her leg, and you can see entire insides of her leg. And then you can see they pulled out the bone, and you can see the bone and the tumor on it. I just think it's a cool picture.
Like, that's not normal though. Like, no, it's got to be a normal thing.
But this is my point. Like, I don't. But my point is like pictures of like blood and stuff, or like injuries and stuff. Like, I'm not fussed. I'm just not as much of a freak as I thought.
Sorry, you go, Alison.
Something I hate and gets me like is all those TikToks of like terrible things happening to people. Like cars blowing up or people getting in accidents, which are just completely viral on TikTok, right? Oh. Like, those really bother me, because I'm like, someone just got injured or died. Why are we watching this? You know, like the extreme sports things, or like just idiots jumping off cliffs or whatever it is. And those really upset me. Like, just the whole like kind of voyeuristic of things that are horrific for other people, like, I do not find that entertaining. And I know that I have people in my life who are like, don't overanalyze it. And I'm just like, oh, but it's terrible. So that is something that millions of people love, and there's proof on the app. And I'm just like, please don't show me any of those. I can't like find the entertainment in it. And I'm not saying this like I'm a good person. It's just like, I can't divorce the two. Like, I know it happens whether there's a video of it or not, but there's something about finding it entertaining that like makes me feel complicit, even though I'm not. Like, it happens whether I watch it or not.
You just reminded me of another one that I am willing to share. And I know it's not nearly on the same level, but I feel that same kind of, this is so wrong. Why do people do this? Mm-hmm. Why do they think it's entertaining? Which is flashing laser pens for cats. It's awful. They never have
sex. They hate it so much, right? Right.
What I'm saying is,
it's like torture for cats, right?
It is torture because they never have the satisfaction of catching anything because it's not there. If you're using a string or a toy, they can sometimes get it and they get that satisfaction. But using a laser pen, that's entertaining you and it's torturing your cat. It's awful.
Well,
it's also like those videos of the egg thing on the kid, like all those kinds of like trends. Wasn't it an egg? What was the thing people were doing to their kids?
Oh, yeah, they were cracking eggs on their kids. It's also the lemon thing, right? The lemon, giving a baby a lemon.
Yeah. Yeah. All of that stuff, like, really. Oh, this is it really like.
TikTok. I don't know any of these.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I'm so grateful I'm not on TikTok.
I'm not either. People show me TikToks.
I've never seen one, but you know, I don't know these trends.
Yeah. So do I.
I did see cheese on a baby's head to make it stop crying, but that doesn't seem like torture.
Oh no, these aren't to make them stop crying.
Mm-hmm. These are to make them stop.
It's to get the reaction. It's like doing something to somebody, to a child, to get a reaction from them. So I hate that. Yay, I found the thing I hate.
But come on, don't leave me and Tonya out here looking like weirdos. Like, there must be other normal things. So I can't stand it when people brush their hair in public. I think that's disgusting. Let alone if they've got really long hair and it touches me.
I brush my hair next to you so many times.
I've told you, Jess. I've told you I don't like it. I
cannot remember you telling me, because I literally, if Rhea's in the office or something, I'll be like, hey, yeah, like, I'm just gonna brush my hair because it's all like knotted. I can't remember you ever being like, can you not brush your hair next to me?
I've said I don't like it when people brush their hair in public.
5 years ago when we first met,
probably, yeah.
Well, then I've forgotten.
Yeah. Why does it bother you?
I really dislike other people's hair touching me. So it's not like in general, I mean, hair is beautiful.
Come on.
Like, yeah, but I don't like, it's really hard when I have a partner. And obviously I've got my Kevin, who I love dearly, life partner, all that sort of stuff. It's really hard when I first met him to get over that. And the only hair.
He's got a lot of hair on his head.
Yeah, like, he's very full headed. The only other hair I like touching apart from mine is my child's. Otherwise I can't bear it. And I don't like other people's hair touching me. So if like somebody was to swish their hair and it touches you, I don't like it. But then I also couldn't like share drink. I never used to be able to share drinks with anybody. And then I had a child and you just like share everything because it's like 3 a.m. and you're really thirsty and there's been a glass of water that's been out for like 5 hours. And you're like, I don't know who's drunk it. I need it. So, you know, I got over that. But yeah, so come on. More normal things. I don't like it when I'm
Do you like one. People touching your hair, Rhea?
I like people touching
just
my
on
hair.
The hair.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I don't like that.
Do not see?
I do not like it.
Thank you, Allison. No. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm really digging here. I'm like, please, I'm trying to think of all the things. I mean, obviously a thing I hate that there's a whole thing about it. I do not like specifically, I don't like being in a car that is hot with the windows rolled up. Like if I get in a car and people don't roll down the windows, I want to punch them. Like, it's very extreme. It's like, roll down the fucking window. We're trapped in here. And I've gotten better at it, but it used to be like really upsetting to me. It has to be hot out. If it's cold out and the car is warm, that's okay. But it's like that feeling of like impending doom.
I have
all
one.
Gonna die. Like, that's what it feels like for me. Yeah. Like, breathe in this car, you know. So
that
help. But I feel like that's common. But that's why I didn't share it right away. But my reaction to it is not common.
That impending doom. Okay, I have one.
Yes,
I have one. Okay. I think it's when you said impending doom and I was like, okay, got it. So this is actually really weird. So I have always had this thing with my neck, which means like it's like hypersensitive, and I always have to fall asleep touching my neck. And if I don't touch my neck while I fall asleep, I can't fall asleep. So I often sleep on my front, or I often like I think I'm gonna have like arthritis when I'm older because I like literally roll my hand backwards and like crook it into my neck, and then I have to have a pillow that holds my elbow up, which my partner hates. He hates those pillows. And I have to like crook it into my neck, and if I don't do that, I can't fall asleep. And then I decided to grow my hair, and there are some days where I just want to pull my hair out of my head because it's tickling my neck, and I have to like walk around touching my neck, and I can't, like, if it, like, even now thinking about it, I just, it, like, I can't, I would just have to touch my neck the whole time. So I found one.
Yes, I'm very pleased with this. So hair touching your neck is a normal thing and you don't like it. Yes.
Not even just hair.
If someone touches my neck, Jess, I will smack the shit out of them. I am not kidding. If somebody touches my neck, I will smack them. Like, it is not even a, like, I don't think about it. It's completely, like, whatever that is, reflex.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I will. It's been really hard with my children because I'll be like, okay, yeah, I have to, like, stop it, you know. Yeah. Like, I have to be like, I don't want to create this relationship with my child. But anybody else... I don't care.
Yeah,
have that relationship.
Yeah, so it's like anyone touching my neck, my hair touching my neck. It could just be I'm lying on my back, and there is nothing on my neck.
Oh God!
But
if you have a turtleneck and it touches your neck,
turtleneck.
God.
Oh my gosh! It's either got to be fully
or like you have a sheet that touches your
neck at all. Oh no!
Oh God!
Yeah.
So pleased.
I will like put the sheet like on my mouth. So it's not touching my neck.
What?
Like, because it can't touch.
No,
like, I can't have anything touching my neck.
Hand. Like, I.
Well,
I
don't. I mean, I just. I have, but I bring it down. But like, if I'm cold, I have to have it all the way up. Like, I can't have it like touching my neck.
Also,
things
can't
touch. I really get it,
exposed.
Jess. I'm here with you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
you. You're like an animal. I'm an animal. Clearly, I'm a dirty animal. I'm a vulnerable animal. Like,
I'm
just like, don't cover my neck.
Yeah, I'm a dirty animal too. I don't care about gyms. I don't care. The only thing that I care about is like changing the bed sheets like regularly. Yep. But like apart from that, dirty animal. Yes, dirty animals unite.
Right, come on, Ada, join us.
So just to clarify, the question is like normal thing that we have more than normal rage response to.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a couple. First thing, motherfuckers wearing shoes in my house and getting grit on my floor. I like to walk around barefoot. I want to put my face on that floor. My floor is clean, like I'm laying on it. Do not bring your street shoes in my house. If you were, if we're watching dogs, I'm wiping their paws off when they come in the door if we're walking together. Fortunately for me, my cat is the best. So that's the first thing. The sound of sharp knives, like kitchen knives, are very important, but the sound of the sharpening of the knife,
that's bad.
Like for some that's people it's nails on a chalkboard, that for me is like migraine activating if I'm not like vice versa.
Like that sound. That's weird.
So I mean, thankfully Tony sharpens knives and I'll like I'm so grateful. But that's a thing.
That's going to be hard to remember if I'm ever around you to not sharpen knives.
Oh, sharpen your knives. You sharpen your knives. I will leave the space until it's done, or I will be cool with it. You don't even have to.
But I will remember that Allison is dirty.
So.
But I will hug you anyway.
I feel like I'm.
Okay. I love you.
Okay, well, that's real love.
Me and Allison will hug. You guys can swap knives or whatever you want to be. Me and Allison will hug.
My love for you is stronger than my disgust for you.
Wow. Sweet.
Put that on
that's
a t-shirt.
That's the sound bite.
Yeah. Put it on a t-shirt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm a dirty animal. Is your love for me stronger than your disgust for me? Think about it. Think hard.
Put that on a dating profile.
Right? I would get
stronger
so
than my
many interesting characters.
Just for you.
I don't think it's unreasonable. I just think it's different experiences of germs and dirt. Different feelings about, because you talking about wiping off your dog's feet, Ada, like if you had a dog, I would just never do that. I would never.
I don't know if other people do it when they walk them. I'm sure people do.
I'm sure people do, but I'm like, I don't know. There's only so much I can care about, and that didn't make the list.
Fair. Yeah,
fair.
Ada, did you have another one?
Those are two.
Yeah, these are good.
Oh, I get very claustrophobic in like closed window cars and elevators, but like that has, I feel like that's tempered a little with, well, my response is tempered. The internal reaction, impending sense of dread, this is a very familiar statement. I feel like that's what I could think of. Yeah, that's my list.
I have questions. So
okay, go on. No, you need a smile. Sorry, that's another one. Mental, I mean, a smile.
Yeah, that, I wouldn't say that freaks me out. That makes me angry.
Yeah, angry. So angry. They don't do it anymore because I'm old. It's wonderful. I love it so much.
Your follow-up question, Tonya, for Ada.
Oh yes.
No, I was just saying I get the claustrophobia. Like I don't want people in my personal space. Being in an elevator is very, very challenging for me. It was challenging before COVID. It's way more challenging after COVID. It's like, I'm just going to take the stairs because I don't need you right there breathing on me. So I get that.
How weird is it the people who stand next to you in the elevator?
Oh.
They get in an elevator. You're the only one in it. And they stand next to you. That's always like a real weird
experience. I will move.
Like, it's like,
I get out of the elevator and move.
If you find that, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm often
I will just move. Person, like, you're not going to make me feel like this. I'm going to move. Yeah. And you can wonder if I'm moving because you smell badly or because.
Same with people at the gym. And to anyone listening,
yes.
Just be a nice person at the gym. Don't be a person who sees a space and then goes straight up to the next person and then stands there getting all up in someone else's space.
Personal space. But I can think of one that isn't germ-related, Rhea, and that is, you know when you see these movies and people wake up in the morning and they throw open their curtains? Never. Never. I cannot understand that. It aggravates me to such a degree that it's like, why would you do that? Why would you throw open curtains? Why would you just attack someone with sunlight like that? It's just so rude and so wrong. And no,
you would get on well with Luke.
Yeah, you'd love our house.
Yeah, never
you'd
visit
love
me.
Our house.
Because I am a throwing of
yeah, because we have plants curtains. So I have to open the curtains,
or I'm just a living creature who needs sunlight. Like, it is the day.
This is a fight I have with my cats. It's like, look, this is your window. You can have this one. You can have sun there. But my rooms are dark.
Yeah, we never have our curtains open. We have in the office and sort of the windows in the upstairs hallway automatic blinds that come on at a certain time of day. But they're the only ones that open. Otherwise, all our curtains are closed. And I totally feel like we're like the village weirdos.
Oh, you know, I thought of another thing. I cannot handle never being able to see out the windows, blinds that are always closed. I go to my family's house and I will be opening their curtains because and bothering the hell out of them because I cannot. If it's like, you know, if I've been awake for like 30 minutes, the curtains are probably still shut. But like, I gotta see outside.
Exactly. There's like, especially if it's a nice day. Otherwise I would feel like claustrophobic, or I just feel a bit sad. Like the sunlight helps me, like, okay, it doesn't mean I have to do stuff. I could open the curtains and then lie on the sofa for 5 hours, but still regulating that circadian rhythm.
Photosynthesizing on that couch. I feel you, Jess.
And on that, I know we need to wrap up, but on that sort of note, I used to be that way. Like if I went in a house and they never opened the windows, like, that would be something for me. Like they just have AC on all summer and then heat all winter. Like I would want to just like go in and like throw open the windows. That was a really, but then I am now married to a person who's from Texas. So I've learned to make peace with it. But when we first started dating, I was like, so you never open the windows.
Well,
and
what
that was
mean?
Really like,
yeah,
like
you have to let some fresh air in.
Yeah. How, why would you not open
they
the windows?
Rarely. Ever
oh, it's
did.
A thing.
Because it was either
like
hot
I'm
or
living...
cold. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? There are
Arizona,
people here that never open their windows, even though it's like there's window opening times.
a lot of times.
And like in a place like Texas, they don't want to open it because of the humidity.
Oh, it's not just the heat and the cold.
It's also the sort of swampiness of it. Like they don't.
Okay.
And I used to always, like, when Cody and I first started dating, I was a person who did not use AC in the car because I grew up here in Southern California and it wasn't really necessary. And he grew up with it. And so we would, like, fight about it, you know, like, roll down the window, you know, not, like, fight, but, you know, it was, like, a thing. And then I remember the first time we were in Texas and I tried to roll the windows down and they just, like, fogged up because it's so humid. Like, it doesn't work. Like, you need AC to be able to see out the window. So it was oh, I get it. You know, oh, it's this thing. And I just had no experience of it. So it's funny how when you do have repeated exposure to something, it doesn't like bother you in the same way. Because at first that was such a big thing for me. I'm like, why are all the windows closed? I need to be able to escape because I'm a wild dirty animal. The windows open so I can get out. I realize in this conversation. Yeah, like I need to know how to get the fuck out of here. So
yeah, I need to wipe my dirty paws on someone else's carpet. I need to give all those clean people a hug.
Oh god!
All right, I think that's really a nice note to end on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you once again for no one being as weird as me. It's another nice conversation.
Just your perception, Ria. I think that's a really skewed view.
I agree. I think we all have our things. And I think it's interesting how often they're in counterpoint. Like, it just goes to show there's no such thing as normal. You know, it's just how we live our lives.
Please don't send me videos.
Sociological.
Please don't send me videos of miniature foods.
I just want to be clear, Allison, I love you enough to get dirty.
You're not the first person to say that, Tanya.
I love you enough to get dirty.
Right, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Another successful episode of Ria's Questions. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, all of those things. We love all of our listeners. Thank you for being here and listening to us and listening to all the things that we have to say. So many podcasts out there, but clearly we're the best one, so stick with us.
Yeah.
We encourage you to send us your things.
Oh my god,
yes,
please.
We'd love to hear your things.
Yes.
Especially if your thing is miniature food. So you can help Ria feel less alone. Because I know you're out there.
Yeah, it can't be just me. Come on.
Or mixing laundry baskets. Absolutely, I want to know who else hates mixing laundry baskets between clean
and
dirty.
You were all nodding like you do it, that's why I spoke up. You were all nodding like you use different laundry baskets. That's why I said something like, oh, I'm the only dirty person who does
that. No.
I can see both sides of it, and I don't care enough about doing the laundry in my house to care.
I totally can see Tanya's point of view.
I use different laundry baskets is because we have like four laundry baskets and it all drives me nuts because I never know which one's full and which one isn't, and so I just keep one which I know is clean that I can carry from downstairs to upstairs. So that's it. It's the only reason why.